Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Dr. Tan, your host with I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. I just want to welcome you on tonight as I share with you something that was placed on my heart as we are dealing with different types of weather-related storms in the natural, but how they can also correlate to things that we're dealing with in the spirit realm. And so tonight's podcast is going to be entitled Shelter in Faith. Again, tonight's podcast is going to be entitled Shelter in Faith. In my region, we have been dealing with some weather-related storms. We have had weather alerts as early as the beginning of the week. We had experienced some thunderstorms at the beginning of the week, the ending or the latter part of last week. And so this week, as early as Monday, we were giving the alerts that on Wednesday there would be some turbulent winds, tornado activity, flooding, severe thunderstorms that would warrant that businesses would close early, schools would let out early with early dismissals. And so on Wednesday, different businesses, schools, and other places began to prepare for the inclement weather that was coming. Not only was it an issue in my area, in the state of Tennessee, but it was also prevalent in as far as Michigan to Texas. There was even an ice storm that northern Michigan had just recently experienced, and they were still recovering from upon this inclement weather that was coming. Even on today, there was talk of a potential earthquake that happened around the Dyer County area. And so with all these different storms raging, even the remnants of the inclement weather, they're still flooding. There's destruction of homes and businesses. There's debris scattered. Even in this inclement weather situation, there have been lives lost. And so as I was thanking God for his divine protection covering us, even tonight we have a tornado watch to about the 10 o'clock hour, just thanking him for his divine protection and his covering, praying for those that have been severely affected by the storms, those that have lost loved ones because of the storms, and those that are just going through a turbulent storm in their lives at this point. I wanted to just speak to the fact that we have to always shelter in faith. And so I want to talk about what faith really is, because we know that according to Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We know that without faith, it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11:6. We know that faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and not we ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of our works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Shelter in faith. When I think about the storms that we have endured, I think about our own personal storms in our life. And so I just want to speak to what storms symbolize. Storms can symbolize so many different things. And so we have to be mindful to understand that even in the midst of a storm, God is still speaking to us. Storms symbolize judgment, symbolize power, cleansing, and even trials. Our trials could be inner turmoil or could be outwardly driven by others. When you think about the rain could symbolize cleansing, blessings, purity, or to purify. You think about thunder, I think about power, God's voice. Think about earthquakes, I think about a shift or transformation, power, revelation, judgment, showers. I think about refreshment or refreshing, renewal, purpose, or provision. Thinking about the clouds, they could convey the different types of storms that we may face, or that it's an indicator of the types of storms that may be brewing. The lightning represents God's power and revelation. Tornadoes could represent chaos. And shelter represents a safe haven, God's protection. Even as the temperature fluctuated from 30 degrees to 80 degrees within hours, windy conditions, and sometimes mugginess and humidness, we still have to shelter in faith. We had shelters, local shelters, opening their doors to provide safety to areas. And still some residents decided to shelter in place. And so even with all the natural storms that were caused, it causes us to seek shelter. So must we do so with the cares of the world. We must shelter in faith. When you think about the floods that we've seen, it symbolized purification, cleansing, a fresh start, a new beginning. It could be emotional. could be an emotional flood, which would symbolize a spiritual cleansing, a release of trauma, past hurts. It could symbolize personal growth. This flood could be a transformational. It could be internal and external changes. The flood could represent overcoming obstacles. When you face adversity with resilience, the flood could represent intervention, which is guidance and movement. Think about the flood and Noah's purpose, the ark, the covenant, the flood, the renewal. Floods also wash away impurities. Think about Genesis 7 and 11 when the flood came and Noah was serving his purpose. He had the ark prepared. And so that symbolized the impurities, the judgment, the wickedness. But then the flooding could also symbolize the floodgates, which means the releasing of the blessings or intervention. Think about Malachi 3:10. And so I said all that to say this. In every storm, there's a lesson. Are we listening to God's voice? The storms can be symbolic of the nature of our beliefs. Is our faith anchored in Christ or man? Do we value things over obedience? Do we seek manly relationships and connections over personal relationship, over our personal relationship with our Savior? Do we stand in faith, or are we only convinced by sight? Are we easily moved by circumstances, or do we allow our faith to improve our circumstances? Are we sheltering in faith, or have we sheltered our faith? You see, the storms of life are similar to the storms that we face in the natural. We have to prepare. When the weather alerts come to warn us to get ready, to prepare, to take shelter, we move because we've received the alert. We know that that indicates that we should put into practice what we need to do to stay safe. So we should apply the same type of principle to sheltering in faith. When God warns us, when He sends His word to correct us, to redirect us, we should take the opportunity to get prepared, for He is coming back for His church. Are we ready? Are we sheltering in faith? Are we standing bold? Are we standing bold on the promises of God? Or are we being tossed and fro, to and from? We cannot be unstable in all our ways and remain in faith. You may ask, why should we shelter in faith? And I'll tell you. It is because He comforts us. He protects us. He sustains us. He delivers us. He strengthens us. He blesses us. He nourishes us. He corrects us. He redirects us. He forgives us. And he provides for us. He knows all the dangers we will face, seen and unseen, before we even face them. Because he is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. He knows what we need to do, where we need to go, where we need to be before the situation even happens. Have you ever got an inkling that maybe you needed to do something different, or perhaps you was getting ready to go to a certain place and the Holy Spirit said, I wouldn't go. And you chose to obey the Holy Spirit instead of grieve the Spirit. And you learned later that that was his divine protection. Or maybe you've been in traffic and it appeared that you was running late and you was in front of maybe a car was in front of you that was going really slow. And you was kind of frustrated because you really needed to get where you needed to go. But then only to learn as you got closer and closer to a certain particular area that there was a wreck ahead. Divine protection. God is always speaking to us. He's always blessing us. He's always keeping us, redirecting us, so that we can continue to shelter in faith. Will you shelter in faith? Will you allow God to lead you, guide you, provide for you? Will you allow God to order your steps? Will you allow him to be your sole protection, your Lord and Savior? Will you allow him to be all that he has called you to be all that he is for you, so that you can be all that he has called for you to be? Make God priority in your life. Shelter in faith. No matter what happens, God has you. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, to whom have been called according to his purpose. Nothing catches him by surprise. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You will make it. You will survive. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Shelter in faith and let God lead you all the way to your predestined place. I'm your host, Dr. Tan. I want you to be blessed and definitely encouraged until we speak again. Good night.
Thank you.